This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. As we heard from NPR, the Supreme Court has ruled Electoral College members must vote for the presidential candidate who wins the statewide popular vote. CPR's Andrew Kinney has more.
In 2016, Colorado presidential elector Michael Baca attempted to cast a ballot in the Electoral College for John Kasich, despite the fact that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in the state. Officials replaced Baca, but he sued, saying that electors have a constitutional right to make their own choice. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected that argument, saying that goes against the history and the law of the country. With the ruling, states can continue to force the nation's 538 presidential electors to obey election results. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Front Range residents can comment online on a plan to develop passenger rail service from Fort Collins to Pueblo. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The online meeting runs through the end of the month and shows potential routes for the 173-mile rail service. The state estimates that by 2050, an additional 3 million people will be living and commuting along the Front Range, where four-fifths of Colorado's population already lives. According to the state, plans for a rail system on the Front Range have been under consideration for more than a decade, although funding for the project has yet to be identified. For KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
It is hot in Grand Junction, 97 degrees with sunshine. It's 78, mostly sunny in Vail. And Denver has 90 degrees with lots of sunshine. This is CPR News.